Heavenly Father, I come to you because I know nowhere else to go. I come to you for strength. I come for you for shelter. I come for you for patience. And I come to you for healing. And you said in your word that you would deliver us if we trust in you. I trust you, Lord. And I come to you at this time with this podcast, knowing that you have a blessing stored up for me. Amen and amen. For you said, this is a time in Isaiah 30 of restoration and restitution when God will get it right. God takes time to do everything right. Now the Message version says, God, the Master, the Holy of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourselves. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me, the very thing you've been unwilling to do. You said, nothing doing. We'll rush off on horseback, meaning they'll rush off to Egypt and the Pharaoh. You'll rush off, all right, not just far enough, meaning that you won't be able to get anything from me when you're in Egypt, because I told you to stand still. You said we'll ride off on fast horses. Do you think your pursuers ride old nags? Think again. 1,000 of you will scatter before one attacker. They're afraid of the Assyrians. Think again. 1,000 of you will scatter before a mere 5 of you run off. There'll be nothing left of you. A flagpole on a hill with no flag. A sign post on the roadside with the sign torn off. But God's not finished. He's waiting around to be gracious to you. Meaning that he's waiting for you to come back to him. He told you to stand still. Wait on me. There is strength and patience and long suffering. He's gathering strength to show mercy to you. God takes the time to do everything right. Everything. Those who wait around for him are the lucky ones. Oh yes, people of Zion, citizens of Jerusalem. Your time of tears is over. Cry for help and you'll find grace and more grace. The moment he hears, he'll answer. Just as the Master kept you alive during the hard times, he'll keep your teacher alive and present among you. Your teacher will be right here, local and on the job, urging you to do whatever you wonder, whenever you wander left or right. This is the right road. Walk down this road. You'll scrap your expensive and fashionable God images. You'll throw them in the trash. That's so much garbage saying, good riddance. God will provide rain for the seeds you sow. The grain that grows will be abundant. Your cattle will range far and wide, oblivious to war and earthquake. The oxen and donkeys you use for hauling and plowing will feed well near running brooks that flow freely from the mountains. And we know that there was always a problem with water in that area. Better yet, on the day that God heals his people of the wounds and bruises from the time of punishment, moonlight will flare into sunshine. Like a whole week of sunshine at once will flood the land. And says, look, God's on his way. And from a long way off, smoking with anger, immense as he comes into view. See, the problem with this is God's kingdom never came to Jerusalem. And we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom never came. The kingdom was to come in Jerusalem, and because of the rebelliousness of these Israelites, it never came. And so God was disappointed in these people, his chosen people, who should have had patience and long suffering, who should have waited on him, because there's strength in waiting. There should be confidence in waiting, knowing that God is going to return, that he's not going to let you down. But they were afraid. And as most people are, when trouble comes, they run away. They try to hide. And they think that their money will save them. And the money can't buy you safety. And he said in one of those passages that it wouldn't buy a wall or anything, that they needed protection from the enemy, and the Assyrians did come. But I would admonish you in your time of trouble to depend on the Lord and wait on Him, because He does come, and wait patiently on Him, trust in Him, for He will deliver you in His own time. And you know, my mom used to say, He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. And He does. He always shows up in the nick of time. And no matter what we do, we cannot match God's strength. We cannot match His protection. And I know that you understand that He's a God of His word. He keeps His promises. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Amen. Good evening. I am going to talk to you briefly about Isaiah 30. It is a chapter about restoration and restitution in a time when the Israelites were being pursued by the Assyrians. Thank you, Lord, for this word, and I pray that my hearers will get something from it. Help me through it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So what do you do when you're afraid? Do you run away? Do you try to hide? Do you trust in your works? Do you trust in your money to save you? Or do you trust in things? Or do you have patience? And do you sit and wait for the Lord? Or do you just try to do everything on your own? Do you run to a neighbor? As these Assyrians did, they were afraid. And you know they were captured many times. But in this particular instance, God is telling them, I told you to wait. I told you to stay in Jerusalem. And they have been rebellious and have done nothing that the Lord has told them to do. The God of the Holy One of Israel is what He's called. They have not listened to the Holy One. They trusted in their own devices, and they have run off to the Pharaoh in Egypt. So they have been, I won't say curse, but woe to you is not a good thing. What we have found in this scripture is the six woes, chapter 28 through 30, the verse 1. Woe to the drunkards, in chapter 28 of Ephraim. Wise men could not understand because the book was sealed to them because they were drunk from beer and wine. Woe to the Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Woe to those who seek to hide their counsel from the Lord. Woe to them who go to Egypt for safety and refuge. But the Assyrian army is coming against Jerusalem. They were so close that they could feel them knocking at the door. Fear and rebellious children were trying to escape to Egypt, and they were running off again, not waiting on the Lord. But they were His children. And it says, woe to those who take spoils. What was not spoiled, you took, and nothing was taken from you. Woe and indignation and impending doom. How many times did the Israelites run off to Egypt? And who were His children? Who are His children? Have you heard the word? Do you wait upon Him in times of trials? Are you His child? The shadow of Egypt. The strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, is what He said. Because you trust in your own works, or Pharaoh's works. Who is your Pharaoh? And I know we have some Pharaohs in the world today. You know, people that you know are bad, but you're going to run to them because they think you think they're strong and they can hide you and they can shield you. Peter starts preaching in Acts 2 and 3. Before the kingdom, blessing and glory. As I look forward to that rest, their kingdom never came. The kingdom that God, Jesus was talking about, never came to Jerusalem because they ran off and they did not do what He said. They were rebellious. for this is a time of tribulation and wrath. But Christ will come and sit on the throne. Peter and the 12 were told to stay in Jerusalem. Jerusalem has never been saved, and so the kingdom has never come. Your money doesn't profit you in the day of wrath. They couldn't buy mercenaries or walls. Remember, Jesus told them to sell what they had, give it to the poor, and follow him. There's no reason to have money in the kingdom because you can't buy what gives you strength and patience. All you need is to have trust in the Lord. Gold bars and silver can't buy you what you need. You sit still in Zion and you wait. Anxiety and pressure comes and frightens you. Trust comes in waiting. Doing nothing is a strength. Waiting on him is confidence. Even though it looks like you're doing nothing, patience is attached to your faith. Long suffering and salvation will come to Zion. Do you have the Spirit of the Lord? Do you stay on the narrow road? His children were rebellious and not listening to Isaiah. They questioned him. But quietness, peace, trust, and faith are strengths. No matter what God does, you are to sit still and wait. And so, rebelliousness is dangerous. If you look at this passage, you will find that Isaiah was persecuted, and Stephen was stoned, and Jesus Christ himself was hung on the cross. And he kept sinning, another one, and they killed each one until Jesus came and they killed him too. John the Baptist was beheaded. But people don't like the truth so much. They want you to do what they want. They want to give them the smooth word. They want to murder you for the right truth. Get ye out of the way, say the rebellious, because they want to continue in their wrongdoing or in their sin. The preached word is innocent, however, and so is the speaker who speaks of the Holy One of Israel. Jesus died and came back, and he spoke even more. So, we don't have to worry about what the evil one is doing. We don't have to worry about the trials that we go through. We have to wait upon him, because the Pharaoh shall be put to shame, and Satan will be put to shame. And Satan generally is not a person. It's just the evil spirits. According to Isaiah, it's just an evil spirit that is prevailing over, or trying to prevail over, the word of God. It tempts you to be afraid and to do things that are against his teachings. But God's grace is not finished. He's waiting around to show you mercy and is rising up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a just God. All who wait patiently on him are happy. He finds strength to show mercy to you. In other words, he's waiting for you to hear, and you will find his grace. The ransom returned to Zion. The wilderness and the dry land will be glad. The desert will rejoice and blossom like a rose. It will blossom abundantly and will also rejoice with blossoms, joy, and singing. Amen. Stand still, be patient, and have confidence in the Lord. He is knocking on your door. You don't have to worry about what else is knocking. Hear the word of the Lord, those of you who love the Lord and trust in his precepts. Amen.